Hello, I'm Jenny Lynch, and this is the Creative Science for Kids podcast.
Hi, I'm Matilda, and today's show is all about air.
Let's take a deep breath and feel the force with five fascinating fast facts about air pressure. A deep dive into the power of the wind, a question about how air pressure is used to predict the weather, some history of atmospheric science, and a forceful falling experiment for you to try yourself at home. Listen up, because here come five fun and fascinating fast facts about air pressure.
Fact number one, air is all around us, and air is made up of a mixture of gases.
If you've listened to our earlier episodes, you might already know that air is made up of 78% nitrogen gas, 21% oxygen gas, 1% argon gas, and less than 1% carbon dioxide gas. There are also some smaller amounts of other gases, including neon, helium, and methane.
Fact number two, air is essential for life on Earth.
You breathe in and out thousands of times every day so that your body can use oxygen gas from the air it breathes in and get rid of carbon dioxide gas in the air you breathe out. Other animals use oxygen and so do plants, but plants also use carbon dioxide gas to make their own food, and they release more oxygen gas into the air than they use.
Fact number three, the atmosphere is what we call the layers of air that surround planet Earth.
Earth's atmosphere provides the oxygen we need to live, and it keeps Earth at a comfortable temperature that can support life. The atmosphere stays around our planet thanks to the force of gravity.
Fact number four. Atmospheric pressure is a force that is pushing on us all the time.
You can't see the air in Earth's atmosphere, and usually you can't feel it, but it's pushing on you all the time. The weight of the atmosphere is about 1 kilogram per square centimetre. Think of the weight of a 1 litre carton of milk. That's about 1 kilogram. Now look at the area of your thumbnail. That's around 1 square centimetre in size. Now imagine trying to support the weight of a carton of milk in the area of your thumbnail. That's quite a big force.
Fact number five. Air pressure pushes in all directions all the time.
You might not notice the force of air pressure, but air is pushing in on your body and other objects on Earth all the time. Air is made up of gas molecules which move around and bump into things. It's this movement and bumping that creates the force of air pressure.
Let's take a deep dive into the forces in air and the power of the wind.
Air pressure is a special type of pressure because it's so important to how humans live our lives on Earth. But any gas or mixture of gases has the same type of gas pressure. The amount of pressure depends on the number of gas molecules, the volume taken up by the gas, and the temperature of the gas. If lots of gas molecules are squashed into a small space, the gas will have a higher pressure. If there are less gas molecules in a big space, the gas will have a lower pressure. The gas molecules in air move around a lot. They bump into things that get in their way, and each bump results in a force. The gas molecules are really tiny, so the force of a bump from one molecule is very small. But if there are lots of tiny gas molecules doing lots of tiny bumps, then these forces all add up to make up an overall force of air pressure. If a lot of air molecules are moving from one place to another, like when a strong wind is blowing, the air can exert a much greater force. A measurement called the Beaufort Wind Scale is used to describe wind speed. It was developed back in 1805 by Sir Francis Beaufort.
For example, a reading of 1 to 3 on the Beaufort scale is described like this. Light winds, wind felt on face, and leaves rustle.
For a reading of 7 on the Beaufort scale, the description is near gale, whole trees in motion, inconvenience felt when walking against wind.
A reading of 10 is a storm with trees uprooted and considerable structural damage.
Yes, the force of the wind can cause a lot of damage, but it can also be very useful. Wind is a great source of energy, and it's been used for thousands of years to pump water and grind grains. And more recently, wind power is being used as a renewable source of electricity.
Now it's time for a question. How is air pressure used to predict the weather?
If you ever watch a weather forecast on TV, you might notice the presenters mentioning high pressure and low pressure systems on a weather map. They're talking about barometric pressure, which is just another way of saying air pressure. Air pressure is not always the same, and differences in air pressure are caused by winds and changes in temperature. Before a storm, air pressure tends to be lower. When there is sunny weather ahead, air pressure tends to be higher. Meteorologists, who are scientists that study the weather, can predict how air will move by looking at the air pressure patterns on weather maps. Air tends to move from an area of high pressure to an area of low pressure, and this can be used to work out where a storm might move next. In a really big storm, like a tropical cyclone, the eye of the storm is a central area of very low atmospheric pressure, and the winds of the storm swirl around the center in a spiral shape.
People have known about air and air pressure for a very long time, and scientists started making accurate measurements of air pressure in the 1600s.
Italian scientist Evangelista Torricelli invented a barometer to measure air pressure. He filled a glass tube with liquid mercury and turned the tube upside down into a dish filled with liquid mercury. You might know that mercury is the only metal that is a liquid at room temperature. Torricelli discovered that some of the liquid mercury stayed in the glass tube. It didn't all flow down and out and into the dish. He also noticed that the level of the mercury in the tube changed depending on the weather, and that this could be used to predict when a storm was coming. A French scientist called Blaise Pascal took the idea further and used barometers to discover that air pressure is lower at the top of a mountain compared to the air pressure at the bottom of a mountain.
Torricelli's barometer was invented using an idea that was suggested by Galileo Galilei.
Galileo also had ideas about air resistance, which is how air affects the motion of an object as it passes through air. Galileo thought that gravity made all objects fall down at the same rate. So if two objects were dropped from the same height at the same time, they would hit the ground at the same time. He also reasoned that air resistance created an upwards force on the objects as they fell down through the air, and the air resistance would slow them down. And the air resistance would slow down different objects by different amounts, depending on their size and their shape and their weight.
Imagine dropping a hammer and a feather at the same time. Which objects will hit the ground first?
In 1971, astronaut David Scott was on the moon as part of the Apollo 15 mission. Scott stood on the moon and dropped a hammer and a feather at the same time. You can see a video of this experiment online. Just look in the show notes for the link. Scott was testing Galileo's prediction that the objects would hit the ground at the same time. The moon doesn't have an atmosphere. With no air on the moon, there was no air resistance to slow down the hammer and the feather. Scott dropped the hammer and the feather on the moon. He saw them hit the ground at the same time, and he said this: "How about that? Which proves that Mr. Galileo was correct in his findings." But of course he said it in an American accent. On planet Earth, air resistance tends to slow down a falling object.
You can test this out for yourself. Make sure you tell an adult what you were doing first, and check you have their permission. You will need two pieces of paper that are the same size and shape. For example, two pieces of A4 size photocopy paper.
Place one piece of paper in each hand, with the sheets of paper laying flat on your hands. Stretch out your arms and hold the flat sheets of paper as high as possible. Drop the sheets of paper at the same time and watch as they drift down to the ground.
The force of gravity pulls the paper down towards the ground, but air resistance slows down the paper as it falls and causes the paper to glide and float as it falls.
Pick up one of the pieces of paper and scrunch it up into a ball. Repeat the experiment, holding the sheets of paper with the flat sheet on one hand and the scrunched up ball of paper on the other hand. Hold the paper as high as possible and drop the pieces of paper at the same time.
What happened this time? Did the scrunched up ball of paper fall faster than the flat piece of paper?
The shape of an object affects how much air it has to push through as it falls. The scrunched up ball of paper has a smaller area pushing against air, so it falls more quickly. When there's air resistance, heavier objects tend to fall faster than lighter objects of the same size and shape. That's because heavier objects push against air with more force than lighter objects. On the moon, where there's no air, objects fall to the ground at the same rate, regardless of their size, shape, or weight. It's been a high-pressure episode, and now it's time for us to go. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay curious.
The Creative Science for Kids podcast was recorded on the traditional lands of the Bidjigal people. For more information about Creative Science Australia, visit creativescience.com.au.